the smart sport girls. We're going to be talking about LeBron James.
That's right, Nakaira. We are the smart sports girls, and we both have a lot to say about this LeBron James situation. As most of you probably know, he decided last week that he was going to leave his hometown of Cleveland to go play in Miami. What do you think about that, Nakaira?
Well, I think about that he should stay. So he should win a championship for Cleveland.
So you're talking about the fact that Cleveland hasn't had a championship in any sport for ages, and they were really counting on him?
Well, yes. Yes, I am.
All right, but, you know, he's 25 years old. Does he owe it to them? I think he should be able to go to Miami and hang out at South Beach if he wants to.
Well, but he didn't really win a championship for Cleveland.
So you feel like he really shouldn't leave until he did that?
Yes, I do.
Well, a lot of people are also talking about the fact that he didn't want to be the star of a team by himself anymore. He wanted to be on a team with another star player. Do you think it's better to be by yourself and be the main superstar?
Well, yes. Yes, I do.
Well, because some people say that that's what shows that you're a really good competitor, is that you want to win all by yourself and not depend so much on other people. Is that how you feel?
Yes.
See, I'm going to take the other position, and I'm going to say that he, you know, wants to win a championship, and so he feels like he wants to be with other superstar players. So that's just another way to look at it. In the end, though, it just comes down to loyalty. Do you think it's important to be loyal to your hometown fans?
Yes.
Well, I guess we'll just have to agree to disagree, because I think it's okay that he went to Miami. So that's the end of the Smart Sports Girl podcast. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Welcome to Dancing a Sport. I think dancing is not a sport because it has no ball.
Well, there is the power of the radio.
You can dance in the kitchen.
You can't square dance in the kitchen. Too small of a space.
There is no teams.
It depends on what kind of competition you are in.
Dancing, I don't know.
The Vic Debate.
Hey, and welcome to the Vic Debate, guys. First of all, Mateo, I want to ask you, do you think Michael Vick served enough time in jail?
No.
Why not?
Because he killed dogs, and he only stayed in for 2 years, and I think he should get the life sentence.
The life sentence? It doesn't really matter. I mean, come on. He didn't kill anyone. He just killed some dogs. You think that's worth spending life in prison? I mean, isn't there time to rehabilitate in this country? Don't we want our people to you know, leave jail and get better?
No.
No?
Not in any case.
So then I guess that answers our next question. Do you think he should be allowed to play in the NFL again?
No.
And why? And for the same reason he should be in jail, or is there more reason for not being playing in the NFL?
I think that he's making millions of dollars for playing football, and like everybody wants to do that, and like he should still be in jail, not in the NFL.
Yeah, well, I think that, again, I'm going to go back to rehabilitation. I think that in this society, we need to have people get out of jail and get and better themselves. And if we don't let them better themselves at the things they're good at, then we're really not giving them a fair shot. But that's okay. What do you think? You obviously don't. You're not a Mike Vick fan. You don't root for him. But why do you think people root for him?
Because they're probably blinded by the fact that he's an all-star in football and that he, like, did things to, like, he harmed dogs for no reason.
Do you think Michael Vick, do you think he can change? Do you think he can be rehabilitated? I keep talking like I'm this liberal, like, he can be rehabilitated, he can change. Do you believe in that? Or do you think he wants a malevolent, you know, dog killer, always a dog killer?
No, I don't think he can change, because it's like sort of the same fact as a killer, like how you kill people, you'll still like most likely have that thought in your head.
So what do you think? Why do you think in the end Michael Vick, you know, did what he did? He would tell you that it's a societal thing, and he grew up in it, and it was okay where he grew up. I mean, do you buy that, or what do you think?
No, I think he did it because he was probably mad with himself or something.
He was mad with his dog?
No, with himself.
Oh, with himself. That's interesting. We'll get back to that. We'll get back to that next time on the Vic Debate. This is Lee Ruska. You want to test this one too? Do you think you could change after those actions?
No.
No?
No.
All right. Well, there you go. You have it from Mateo. Thank you.
Pillow fight. I think pillow fighting is not a sport because you don't need a field or a team.
I think pillow fighting is a sport because there could be teams.
Pillow fights are only at sleepovers, I think. Also because pillow fighting is fighting, but fighting softly.
The pillows can be the ball substitute, though.
That is one thing that I don't think it's a sport. Pillow fighting is awesome.
Pillow fighting is a sport to me.
To me, pillow fighting is not a sport.
How the Monkey Met Micaiah by Karen and
me.
First, he knocked on my door. Knock, knock, knock. Then I kicked him out. Then I said he could come in. Then he played around and he said,
good time.
He said,
breakfast time.
He made pancakes, waffles, and French toast. He knew how to brush his teeth. He watched TV. He watched SpongeBob SquarePants. Then he said,
Micaiah, I got my lunch break.
He ate a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Then for dinner, he had
pizza.
Then he took a bath. Then he brushed his teeth and was ready to go to bed. He read a book first. He read The Animal Crackers. Then he went to bed
and turned off his lamp.
The end. Yay!